Let's get more reaction now to the Supreme Court's decision today on the near total ban on abortion in Texas. The court has allowed the Texas law to stand, but it also said abortion providers can continue their legal challenge against it. SB 8, as it's known, bans most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Ashley Lopez is a reporter with KUT in Austin. And Ashley, you're our eyes on the ground today. What's been the reaction in the state of Texas?
Well, for abortion providers, you know, this is definitely a mixed bag. On the one hand, they're relieved they can fight this law in court because this law was written to be enforced by private citizens instead of the state. It's been hard for them to get a court to stop the law, even though it, you know, it clearly flies in the face of Roe v. Wade. You know, abortion providers say at least now they can go to court and more like effectively fight it. But they also say they're very disappointed, obviously, that the court is allowing the law to stay in place. The CEO of Whole Women's Health said in a statement today, and this is the lead plaintiffs in the case, she said that, you know, they've had to turn away hundreds of patients since this ban took effect in September, on September 1st. And the Supreme Court's refusal to block the law means that's going to continue. And of course, you know, anti-abortion groups here in Texas say they're grateful the court didn't block the law. They say, you know, every day that this stays in effect, they're saving the lives of unborn children. So this is, you know, a big, big victory for them.
Yeah. Tell me about next steps here, because as we said, the ruling says that abortion providers can continue challenging the law in court. What's the process for them to be doing that? And is there a chance that they could succeed?
Well, you know, now they can just go through the regular process, right? Because this was like written so bizarrely, they couldn't just go straight. You know, it was sort of reaching a lot of hurdles going through the regular process of like starting at a district level federal court and then going to a federal appeals court, you know, and then again, this could also possibly end up right back at the Supreme Court again. But, you know, and as far as odds, you know, it's helpful to remember that the federal appeals court here is one of the most conservative in the country. So, you know, in terms of like how successful they'll be, I think that remains to be seen. But I think they would say it would be a tough fight either way.
Mm-hmm. This law, it has been in place since September, and we see that the number of abortions has dropped dramatically in Texas. You mentioned that. Tell me more about the impact of SB 8 in Texas so far, and now that it will continue to be in place, at least for the foreseeable future, like what else might happen with abortions there?
Well, I mean, this is going to be a continuation of what has already been taking place, which is, you know, this law has been pretty devastating for people who are seeking an abortion in Texas. You know, most people don't realize they are pregnant as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. So many people have been forced to go out of state for the procedure. And that's, of course, very expensive and time consuming and, you know, a big disruption in someone's life. And that's, of course, if people have the means to do that. A lot of people with unwanted pregnancies in Texas are having to carry out that pregnancy because they're low income or can't work out the logistics of leaving the state in time. So this has been devastating for people in that situation. You know, and then, of course, we have to think about the actual providers. They say they've only been able to serve something like 30% of the number of patients they usually serve. Whole Women's Health told me they've already had to cut staff. So, you know, in a bigger sense, this, you know, the longer this goes on, abortion providers say the biggest threat will be to abortion access itself in the long term.
Yeah, that is KUT's Ashley Lopez in Austin. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you.